Daniel has joined us in our outside broadcast unit. You're smiling today, so you are, Daniel, compared to yesterday.
Have some chance, or I'll tell you.
Daniel, tell us all the crack.
Oh, David, I'll tell you. It's lovely to be here. Sure, God, they're great players. We're playing today, you know, with two professionals, and it was just fantastic altogether to see them playing. Mm-hmm. And but sure, I've blanked five holes. Anybody that knows golf will know that's not great.
But listen, I was chatting to you last week, and you were feeling a wee bit nervous about it, weren't you?
I was. You want to see me on the first tee? Oh my God, it's wild altogether. I would rather be in Albert Hall.
But you know what they say about golf? You know, you have good days and bad days. But what they say is, don't take the good times for granted once you have the good days.
That's a good cue for a song now. Yeah, we played with yesterday. I played with Philip Price, and God, he was magnificent. He's leading. Yeah. That you were saying today.
It's going well.
And then we played with Jose, I hope I'm not going to say it wrong. Caceres, is that the way you say it?
Caceres. Jose Manuel Carreras, or Carreras, yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Spain.
And No, from Argentina.
From Argentina, sorry.
Caceres, I think it's Caceres, yeah. Is his name. And Andrew Alcorn as well from Scotland. They were our. The professionals today, or my professionals today.
Well, it all sounds.
We had a lovely time. They were just lovely to play with, you know, and
yeah.
They'd be giving you wee tips and that
yeah.
as well.
Well, but
I played all right. I was happy enough. Far better than yesterday. It was like a donkey.
It all sounds very exciting down there. And it's great that you're down there and taking part in it and all the rest. But, you know, Daniel, the rumour mill has it that this is kind of the warm-up for a big event, a big, massive match that you're going to be playing in now in a couple of weeks' time.
Aye, they say there's a big match in Dunfanaghy now coming up between me and you.
I think they're expecting somewhere in the region of 300,000 or 400,000 at it, you know.
Oh, God bless us. Oh, they say you're a wild hitter altogether. If they could only make you go straight, you're a bit wayward.
If I could hit the ball straighter and further and more towards where I was aiming, I'd be very good.
Dear. Oh, well, it's great. Listen, I feel very privileged to be here. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law, Mick Roach, is with me as well, Magella's brother. And he's a great golfer, so he's a great help to me. But I mean, I'm not a great golfer. There's no point in me letting on I am. But I feel very privileged. I said to the two boys when we were having lunch that we feel very privileged mm-hmm. to be in their company and just see them playing.
Yeah,
it's just magnificent to see them hit the ball.
David, he's going to hit 35 points tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant! I'm excited.
I'm
excited to see that now. You can't afford to scratch five holes tomorrow, Daniel.
No, I'll be scratching myself tomorrow. I think wondering where it all went wrong.
Scratching the back of your head. Just before we let you go and pass back to Oisin, I think it's worth mentioning now when we're on the line, just giving Noah's Bed Push a little mention, because I know that you're taking part on Sunday.
I will. I'll be there. I think about 6:30. I'm going to meet them, and I'm not sure exactly where I'm meeting them, so I better not give wrong information. I haven't got the details properly, but wherever it is to be, you know, we'll be there, and hopefully Magella will be with me too. And
yeah.
It's a great, I mean, it's what a great idea, and it's got such great publicity, you know, in all the media and papers and everything. So, you know, well done to all involved. And I mean, it's a tragic story, but please God, I read up, it seems like there's positive news coming out.
So yeah.
Hopefully it'll work out well for them too, you know, and the family, and for the wee fella too, that he'll get on okay.
Fingers crossed. And
yes.
As a little update on that, they have just entered Castle Blaney with Noah's Bed Push. So Oisin, back to you.
Okay, thanks David.
Thanks, Daniel.
So, Daniel, you enjoy the rest of the
route.
By the time Sunday evening comes, you'll be calling yourself a pro.
Oh, don't be talking. I'll be away on the tour.
Good stuff. Listen, Daniel, thanks for calling in to see us here in the Britain the Broadcast.
So
Daniel O'Donnell there.